Go over, Sheldon.
Sheldon, this is Mr. Leader.
Robert?
I'm sorry to bother you on the phone, but I've ran into a major problem.
Well, what happened, Robert?
Well, I had someone hack into my computer. They got into all of my accounts.
What?
Yes. They have ruined my life. I took my computer to the computer store.
Uh-huh.
You know, the computer repair guy.
Uh-huh.
And told him what happened, and he opened it up and turned it on, and he said, Mr. Leader, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but you probably lost everything you've had. Which means I've lost all you guys' phone numbers. I've lost all of our communications.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost all my phone numbers because my whole phone book was in that computer. I've lost all my pictures, over 8,000 pictures.
Wait, so you should be able to at least recover your hard drive.
Well, that's what they're working on trying to do. But he said it doesn't look very hopeful that they went in and just wrecked everything.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping that they can retrieve something for me, but I won't know until Saturday. I'm supposed to go pick it up Saturday. At that point, I'll find out what I've got left.
Okay.
But I've been, I wanted to let you guys know that. And I wanted to ask, do you do business with a company named Poison?
Poison? No.
Because what? I don't know who they are. But they're the ones that got into my card, at my bank card.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they got my card number and they put it on file.
Poison? Are you talking about poison or poison?
I may be saying it wrong. It looks like poison.
Because we have a merchant that we use called Poison.
That's probably who who is the one? My first payment I made was split into three payments, $2.50, $2.50, and then $620.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, no payments had ever been made to this Poison people that I know of. It just came up on my credit card.
Yeah. Let me tell you how that works, okay? If you're talking about Poison, that's T-O-I-Z-E-N. I think that's the spelling, I think. So Poison is one of our merchants, okay? Since we run a global brand, so we have to get payments from everywhere. So we don't use a general bank account. We use a merchant to run our payments through the system, okay? So one of those merchants, we currently have three merchants. One of those merchants is Poison. So if you were charged by Poison, that's probably us.
Why would they keep my card number when I requested that they did not? I never request anybody to keep it. I always request that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And my bank called me because these people, there's no payments made to them, but they...
So there's no payment made to Poison, but they still have your account information?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it didn't to me either. And it didn't to the bank, because when we tried to call them, they consistently hung up on us.
That's odd.
The number that they had on the account, the number they had on the account was 6580.
I'll have to confirm that. But do confirm if it's Poison. If it's Poison, then it's up. If it's some other name, then that's not...
No, that I believe is it. I don't have it here in front of me because I don't have my statement, but she said it looks like it's pronounced Poison.
No.
Although it's not... She said it looks like it's pronounced Poison, but it's not spelled that way.
Huh, that's odd.
And it had a phone number after it, and the phone number ended in 6580.
Can you somehow
and that
get
they
me
have,
that
And that they have my card information on file. And I always request that when I give them my card, that they don't keep it on file.
Okay.
Because I've got a couple cards, and it all depends on what I'm doing, which card I use.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like, and I don't leave my cards on file with anybody. And it just really, you know, I don't know this company. I haven't got a clue who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who the payments were made to. The payments went to Pay Me Now or something like that, I think she said, or...
Well, I think... Give me a second. Let me confirm the names, okay? Give me just 1 second. Okay, so one of your payments, I'm pretty sure what you're talking about, must be to Rebuild You Now, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. That's who the payments were made to. No payments were ever made to this company I'm talking about, this one here, the 65E that says Poison. I'm saying Poison. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
What's the value on that? Can you tell me the value on that? What's the value?
They put it through at $0, and the bank told me the reason they do that is so that they keep the card on file.
Mm-hmm.
That the card number and stuff was kept on file for them.
Okay, I'll get it removed. No problem. If it's our merchant, I'll tell it to the finance and they'll get it removed. Okay? No problem.
All right. Now, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my computer being hacked into and these hackers got all my bank information and everything,
mm-hmm.
that card number is no good any longer.
So...
At this point, if
you remove it or not, it doesn't matter.
That the account was that they had that number on.
Mm-hmm.
That account has been closed. It's not open any longer.
Then I don't really need to go to my finance anymore.
Now they said it's going to be approximately 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before I get a new card for my new account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the account number that you guys have, or I asked, you know, not to keep it on file, but the one that I've been paying you out of,
mm-hmm.
that account is no longer any good. It's closed.
Yeah, I understand. No problem.
And I wanted you to be aware of that.
Got it.
And I also wanted to know if you knew these people as to why they would have their name on my account as having a card on file.
I'll ask my team because we normally I guess the I don't know about finance procedures, but I'll have to ask them. Maybe they were notified we're not supposed to keep the data on file. Okay.
When I called that number,
mm-hmm.
I was extremely annoyed. Okay.
I understand.
The first time I called it, oh, who's this? What do you want? Is that how a business answers a phone?
Wow.
And when I told them what I was looking for, they hung up on me.
Merchants, I'm being very honest with you. Merchants to normal people who aren't affiliated with them, they just deal very badly with them. So I apologize for your experience. I'll get things sorted. You don't have to worry about it, okay?
Yeah, because I told the bank what happened, and then the bank even tried calling them. And as soon as the bank identified themselves, the phone up on them.
Hmm.
And, you know, and that, to me, doesn't really sound like a good way to do business.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, to me too.
You know, it makes a person really start to wonder about who they are doing business with. You know,
yeah.
And I'm trying to do business with you guys and whoever you're affiliated with, it seems like they're not very business-minded.
Yeah, they're not. I guess they're not.
Can I ask you a question while I have you on the phone?
Sure. Fire.
The girl that answered the phone, why does she not say that this is Gome Publishing?
Oh. Because we...
It was like she expected me to know who she was.
Yeah,
don't most business, when you call them, say what their business name is, how can I help you?
No, that's not how it works with us, because we...
That's not how the phone was answered.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it wasn't answered like that, okay? Because the thing is, we are running, one is notebook writing, okay? Then we have a umbrella company that works with us, okay? That's for a different product because we are now designing websites and applications, okay? So sometimes people get very confused. If you say a specific name, people get very confused. Then they're like, okay, we didn't call this place, but at the same time, they're calling the same place.
Okay, yeah, because I'll tell you, I was crazy, and I called and, you know, is
you
this who I'm calling?
You called the reception,
well,
right?
How come you didn't say, you know, answer it, this is your business, you know?
Yeah, because, like, we're running a review. We have, like, we're an affiliate. Like, we have two separate, you know, business that are running together, but we use the same phone line. So one of us, one side's doing applications and websites. That's why I told you about that we do applications and websites now. Now, and the other side deals with, you know, book writing and publishing and all of that. But we are on the same number. The reception is the same. So that's why if we don't exactly give the name out.
Okay. All right. Well, that clarified that. That helps me there. The draft, remember I was talking about the draft that I got?
Yep.
Can that be redone into something? To me, the draft didn't look like it was really a lot of thought put into it. You know, like the pictures going with the paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't coincide or nothing. I sent you pictures before my computer went down.
They
did
were
you get
just,
those?
They weren't specific. I told you at that time on the call as well, they weren't. They were just there to show you that, okay, this might go here, this might go here. It wasn't a specific, you know, concrete that, okay, all the pictures are set and done. It was just to place the pictures because I misunderstood and I gave them all the pictures. Even they asked me, why are we giving these pictures? This doesn't make sense to the story, but I told them, he gave it to me, so add them if you can. That's why they added them into the draft.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the pictures of me and my car. Yeah, they don't have nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I just sent those to Daniel. Daniel wanted to see a picture of me, so I sent him one.
I see, yeah. We got that cleared out, so that those are no longer in the new draft that we'll be making.
Yeah, well, what I was talking about was, like, when Teal got bit by Harry,
mm-hmm.
I sent a picture of Teal with her paw all wrapped up from when I took her to the vet.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nowhere near the paragraph that said anything about her being bit at the front of the story.
Wait. I think we had a word on that. That it was right on. Wait, let me see. Let me open it up. Give me just 1 second.
The ones I sent, they didn't coincide. I sent you pictures that I thought would more coincide with the story.
Oh, so like there was the picture of the paw, right? The picture with the wrapped paw comes with this. He was temperamental and had his good days and bad ones. Teal found out the hard way that you don't put your paw on someone else's plate unless you want to get bitten. She got bitten
Correct.
And had to be taken to the doctors. Yeah, that is the paragraph that has the picture of Teal wrapped up, Teal's arm wrapped up.
Yep. Now, I was asking, the typewriting was small, like real small. Is that going to be enlarged so that the kids will be able to read it?
Yeah, I told you, this is just the writing part. When we actually format the book for kids, it's going to be different. Remember, we had this conversation?
Okay. When you get all done with that, can you send me a draft of exactly what it's going to look like?
Of course, we can do that. But we were waiting on, you remember our last conversation? The reason why we are currently on hold is because you were, looking to see if you can get illustrations or not.
Yeah, well, I want to see how many of the pictures that I sent you could be used to go with the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many illustrations I'm going to need so I know how much money I need to get together.
Okay.
But now I can't even get to my funds because I'm waiting on a new card to come.
Okay, it's understandable. It's completely understandable. Let me get the draft developed, okay?
All right.
And then we'll work from there. That sounds good?
That sounds real good. Now, I don't know. Can they save my email when they hack my thing like that? Can they save my email that I have, or do I have to set that all up again too?
Yeah, your email would be yours. All you'll have to do is log into your email as soon as you have your PC back. Log into your email and change your passwords, okay?
Okay.
And just check if they have sent emails out to someone you don't know, okay? Because if they have hacked into your email, then they probably might use it for something else. So the first thing you'll need to do is change the password, then check if they sent emails to someone you don't know. Or someone
okay.
do know, because sometimes it's like they use your account and send links to other people, then they hack their systems. So it's better to be careful, okay? If they're sent to anyone, if you see any email sent to people you know with links, just send them an email to not open the link under any condition. Just delete the email and move on.
Okay, I can do that. So the first thing I need to do is check and see what has been sent out.
Yep.
I can do that because I got a thing on there that says, you know, mail that's been sent.
Mm-hmm.
That I can check and see what has been sent to who.
Okay, and by the way, did you have like an antivirus and did you have any kind of antivirus on your system?
I don't have a clue. I took it to the computer guy. He told me he could fix it for me. He said he didn't know what he would be able to save for me though, as far as on my photos. He didn't know what information in my computer he could save for me, but he would do the best he could.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they have a program that he could install in it that will keep anybody from coming in and I don't know if he said uploading or downloading, because I don't know which is which or what does.
Okay.
But he said he could put something in my computer to keep people from doing that, and that any time I wanted to download anything, I would have to bring my computer into him to have it done.
Do you have
so
a laptop?
I told him that.
Do you have a laptop?
It's a laptop.
Okay.
So I told him that's fine with me. Lock it up. You're the only one that can add things to it.
Perfect. That's good for you.
So I just wanted to let you know what happened, and it might be a couple weeks before I get back with you.
No problem, Robert. You can always get in touch with us on this number if you have any problem. When you get back to me, just give me a call, and I'll drop you an email and get the numbers so you can, you know, contact us again, okay?
Okay, yep. And in the meantime, we'll try to put something together, get the pictures in the right places, and send me another draft. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that I have some idea of how many, what do you call them that you put in that I'm missing?
The illustrations?
The illustrations. So that I would have some idea of the illustrations, how many I'm going to need, and how much those are.
Okay, perfect. We'll do that.
If you can do that for me, everything will be on a good go with me.
Perfect, Robert. We'll do that, and we'll get it done, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Sheldon.
Bye.
Yep, you too.